Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. The public wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University is second to none. And wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says they're constantly looking for varieties that will do more for the producer and more for the consumer.
We've got to keep the yield curve moving up, you know, no doubt about it. But at the same time, we have to keep quality first and foremost up front, front and center, in fact. Never give quality a backseat to the yield. So I think we continue to do that. We're doing fine. But I'm taking this opportunity as we have some good yield and good quality in our genetics. Let's look at some other traits that might be of interest, not just to the producer, but to the consumer.
An example of what consumers might want? Antioxidants. And Dr. Carver says you may be able to get that by changing the color of the wheat kernel.
But now we have purple wheats, and we've always had purple wheats.
The wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University, supported by your Wheat Checkoff and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, today's start to the week was kind of crazy here. We have the Dow Jones currently down about 900 points at 33,560. The December S&P futures down about 115 points. We got started selling off early this morning following news that the Evergrande company out of China had defaulted on about $300 billion worth of debt. They are a developer and build a lot of different real estate buildings over there in China, and they are not able to make their debt payments. So there are fears that could ripple throughout the world and possibly even hurt the banking system, especially in Asia. But $300 billion is quite a bit of money for a company. So that's rippling through the markets. We also have the U.S. Congress dealing with the debt ceiling and tax increases this week. So the Dow and the equities are down hard, and that's rippling through the rest of the markets. But the cattle futures did hold on okay. Feeder cattle are actually 2 to 75 higher, and then live cattle anywhere from 20 lower to 40 higher. So the cattle market held on really, really well, considering all these outside negative factors. We got a cattle on feed report at the end of the week. It looks like on feed, somewhere around 97%, placements 97 and marketed 100%. That's at the end of the week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, the grain futures followed the equities lower here. We had corn down 5 cents in December at 5.22. The March down 3.75 at 5.30. Soybeans were down about 20 cents, putting November at 12.63. Chicago wheat down 8.5 at $7. December Kansas City at $7.75 down 12. July Kansas City down 9.5 at 7.07. And cotton futures were probably the weakest of the grains here, over 3 cents lower on December cotton at 89.09. March is at 88.46. Harvest is progressing throughout the Midwest currently. There are some reports that yields are lower than expected. The yields out of central Illinois, somewhere in the 220 range, when people were expecting, or producers were expecting, 230 or 240. So most people actually thought the grain markets might be higher even despite that, but they're unwinding here. Now, also ideas that the China and Asian market haven't been in here buying U.S. corn in quite some time. I think May was the last corn purchase from China, where this is the time of year where they really get geared up. They have been purchasing beans sporadically through here. Again, the big story, just the Dow Jones down 900, crude oil's down about $1.50, and natural gas down 16 cents. So these financial problems are rippling through the market.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in line of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.